broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March the 7th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour two of two, and the goal is incredibly simple. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and in our lives. Welcome to the broadcast. The checks and balances put in place by the founders, absolutely brilliant. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration certainly is in order for the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Kirk Cosby's with me. Hi, Kirk.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. The hour with Lowell is just so packed full of information. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, with us last hour. Mm-hmm. We talked about Pete Moak of the Free Republic has decided, for personal reasons, that he's not willing to accept our invitation to be on air with us. Don't know why. We talked about, do we need to rebuild the military? Ron Paul, great column. Not in the way the mainstream would, not in the way the politicians on the stage would. We certainly need to restore America and defend the homeland. Currently, the United States spends more on its military than the next 14 countries combined. We spend over $1 trillion a year. Russia spends a tenth of what we do. China spends a quarter of what we do. The U.S. military currently maintains over 900 bases in well over 130 countries, militarily speaking. We're waging 7 wars right now. Wow. Does this sound like a military that needs to be rebuilt? Yes, it does, with the constitutional focus in mind, which is to protect the United States of America and avoid foreign entanglements like the plague, as our founders wisely warned us. We pray that good men and women throughout the world, and particularly those in government, will sue for peace. The God of heaven must weep every day for the carnage of war that covers the earth. We must be strong in the defense of our country, but full of love and affection for our fellow human beings around the world. Amen to that. We follow the Prince of Peace, ladies and gentlemen. For those who tell you we're violent, now there you go. All right. Lowell did a great job. We must reject the Utah Con Bill, HJR 8. State nullification is the clear answer. All right. Without further ado, Kurt, hour number two. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan dies, passes away at age 94. This is mainstream press stuff, so we don't talk about it much. But do you want to make any comment about it, Kurt?
You know, the one thing that I, when I saw the headline, I just thought, you know, isn't it nice? At least, you know, you can find a few of these famous people, you know, Ronald Reagan, Nancy Reagan, who, you know, as far as I can tell, they, you know, got married and they pretty much stayed married and they, you know, supported each other. And I know it's a, you know, an oddity when it comes to the whole Hollywood crowd or the, you know, star-studded groups, if you will. But it's of course, it's nice to see in your friends and your neighbors and people that you know, but it's also, you know, great to see in some of your maybe even leaders, you know.
I mean, yep, great point about that, and especially cool. In the Hollywood and the presidential circles, it's pretty easy to get all sideways of what matters in life. And you know, I'd agree with Ronald or not on different points and this and that. The fact is, hey, him and his wife did stay together for a long time. Mm-hmm. And Ronald was, you know, often said, you know, what would I do without her? So there you go.
Yeah.
And it's a testament
and
to marriage.
She seemed pretty devoted to him as well, which, you know, is a pretty cool thing. It's just really nice, ladies and gentlemen.
And a lot of people would be very critical, saying he used to be a Democrat, Sam, before he was a Republican. I get that, but I also get the people kind of grow up and become more conservative as they do. And good for them for doing so. You know what? I'm not saying he was a perfect president, but compared to what we're looking at today, wow. Reagan was pretty
good. In the
old
days of a Democrat, you know, at least, you
good
know,
point.
I think those days were quite different.
Yeah, because our buddy Jerry Hughes was a Democrat, and he did a radio show called Washington on Trial. So, you know, that kind of stuff just impresses me. I'm ready to join up with the Democrats in that fashion. Same with the David A. Clark Jr.'s Democrat style, too. So, you know, you're right. Good point, Kurt. And it isn't about party. It's about principle, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
All right, Ronald Reagan's son, Michael Reagan, well-known in the past talk show host, now works to carry forward his father's legacy, Kurt. He just announced who he wants to see in the White House, Kurt. You know who that is?
I suppose it'd be Kasich.
That's right. John Kasich. Go ahead and put the governor. What is he, kind of a governor that governs from the center, Kurt?
Well, I guess, you know, but it's just too much more of the same old stuff to me. I even saw where, what was it, Schwarzenegger even.
I'll be back, picked, Kurt.
He picks Kasich as well, you know, but anyway.
So is now the last place guy picked by Ronald Reagan Jr., Michael Reagan, and Schwarzenegger, is that star-studded, you know, backing going to help Kasich, Kurt, or is he still on a path to
nowhere?
I don't
think so. I mean, as far as I can tell, he's just out of there. As far as I can see, it's a two-man race now, from what I can tell. You know, you've got all the guys who wouldn't normally back Cruz. I guess they feel like they pretty much hate Trump more than they hate Cruz somehow. And then I do think they are hoping that if they get them to tie, which means that they don't either one get the,
the nod,
required majority or whatever, then they can, straighten things out, if you call it that.
Yeah. They can have their way for sure. Don't care what the people say.
Yeah, you just got to admit, though, it's pretty interesting,
they just change the rules to fit their needs. They've always done it. They always will, and that's the bottom line. And that's why our founders warned us against parties, Kurt, for that very reason.
The spirit of party. Good point.
All right. I guess last Saturday was Super Saturday, Kurt, and Ted Cruz won Kansas and Maine. Donald Trump takes Louisiana and Kentucky on Saturday.
Yep.
So what they're ensuring is nobody sweeps. They're going to, keep a lot of people in the race. That's why you got to kind of bolster Kasich. That's why you got to have Ted win a few. That's why you got to have even Marco Rubio. I guess he got Puerto Rico, Kurt. Okay. Yeah, heck yeah.
All right, yeah, that's right. I'll tell you what, that's big news.
Puerto Rico gives Rubio the win he sorely needed, Kurt. Is how they're claiming,
sorely needed.
And I just looking at that, and I'm just saying, so what they're really doing is trying to keep everybody in the race. Let's bolster Kasich. Let's give Rubio one to say, well, you can't really kick him out now. I mean, he just won one. You know what I mean? And now that brings up a whole nother racist discussion. Why is Puerto Rico, what are they, like second-class citizens down there, Kurt?
Well, yeah, they are.
And they're not really a state, right? They don't really have voting authority and power, right?
Right.
So they get to kind of weigh in on what, their caucus? But yet, what good does that caucus do, Kurt? I guess the citizens get it. I mean, the second class, gets to vote, right?
Makes them feel good, Sam.
But do they have representation? Are they on equal footing with the rest of us? What gives of that? Now, I know they have a different color skin than I do, Kurt. A lot of the folks down there in Puerto Rico. I don't care, though. And I look at the Indian issue, and I look at this issue with Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands and some of these things, and I kind of go, what gives of that? They want to tell you that I'm a racist?
Yes.
But then they have this deal that's just, what's up with that?
Yeah.
Why do the Puerto Ricans get second fiddle kind of a scenario? What goes on with that?
Good question.
And they're all just fine with it. They don't even bring it up. I'm the one that brings up the inequality here, Kurt. I mean, where's all these race-baiting thugs running around going, hey, Puerto Rico's not getting a fair treatment down there? Are they anywhere, Kurt?
I don't think so.
Are they doing anything about it, Kurt?
Yeah, they say that...
Because, by the way, I would push to right that wrong. We need to either need to cut Puerto Rico loose, or we need to bring them in as full fellowshipping partners, Kurt. But this... weird scenario. I don't even understand. What is it? We don't really want to take over, because we don't really take over countries. That's not what America does. We're above that.
No.
Never mind that we're in 130 plus countries, militarily speaking. We don't really take over, right? Other evil countries do that. We don't do that.
We wouldn't do that.
But then we make them a territory, kind of like Utah used to be, that kind of a territory. Well, I hope when Puerto Rico comes in, they're smart enough not to get rid of like 90% of their land. Yep. Okay. What about that, though, folks? What about this territory, Virgin Islands, isn't it? Puerto Rico, isn't it a territory, Curtin? And what rights do territories have? Yeah. Versus, if it's a territory, constitutionally, the government can control all the land. Yeah, not just 90% of it, see? But what gives with this whole idea, though? I mean, is it a racial thing?
You gotta admit, the other thing I wanted to bring up...
It certainly doesn't smack
a
white privilege, does it, Kurt?
This whole election thing is the open and closed types of primary elections that are kind of interesting. I think nobody's talking much about it.
We'll talk about it in seconds. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so let me see how this is. Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and Guam, they're like territories, and so they're not part of the 50 states. They're not part of the Washington District, 10-mile square federal area. What are they part of? Right? And are they citizens? Well, they were made citizens, but like second-class citizens. They don't have the right to really create electors for president, if you will. They don't really have a representative in Congress representing them. So what gives with that? Right? Very strange stuff. Now, the United States Constitution does talk about territories, and they're following those guidelines. But at some point, I say, we either got to cut them loose, Kurt, or make them equal. equal partners in this wonderful blessing called the United States of America. But to have this kind of this no man's land is very strange. Smacks of racism. And I don't hear a single quote organization talking about it, really. It's very weird, Kurt. Any other comments on that?
You know,
it's like disenfranchisement to the ultimate degree, right?
Yeah, sure reminds you of the, you know, case where the, there's, I mean, we just talk about how there's such an, what is it, an target-rich environment. There's so much to work on, and this is just one of the items.
So let me get this right. Marco Rubio wins this Republican caucus.
Yeah.
But, Kurt, it means nothing.
Well, at least according to the Real Clear Politics guys, it means he gets 23 delegates there in Puerto Rico. You know, and
yeah, but delegates, you know, to what, Kurt?
Well, to this Republican convention.
Okay, you know? But yeah, and then that manipulates it all to where they don't have electors. In other words, they only go so far; they get chopped off at the knees as they continue, right?
I think so. I don't, you know, really understand them
because they don't have electors.
You know, frankly,
they don't have.
Well, yeah, they don't have the electoral ballot or whatever. But you know, if they get, see, there's 2,472 delegates to this Republican convention. You know, right now we're just talking about the Republicans because pretty much there's not much of a game on the Democrat one. It looks like to us anyway. But you've got 384 now, they say, for Trump, 300 for Cruz, 151 for Rubio, 37 for Kasich, 8 for Carson. That's what the numbers show. But this closed and open thing is pretty interesting to me. For example, on this Kansas deal that was on the weekend, where Cruz got 24 out of the 40, Trump got 9, Rubio had 6, and 1 for Kasich. It was what they call a closed convention. Now, the way I understand that, it means if you're not a Republican, you can't vote. Now, when you look at that South Carolina one where Trump got basically 50 of the 50 delegates, it was an open contest, they call it, and a winner take all. So what you've got is you've got the ones that are open. I think you've got a whole bunch of these either disaffected Democrats or people who have not voted, all these independents and haven't been participating that are showing up to vote in these instances. But that's one of the reasons the Republicans want to make those deals closed, because they don't really like other guys participating.
Well, if you vote for the right guy like Rubio, then they'll be glad to tell you all about it.
Sir. Good point. Good point. Yeah, you're right.
It's a problem, folks. And all these, quote, extremists that want to talk about race don't have the guts to debate it with Sam Bushman, because I'll bust out and bring up Puerto Rico. Then what are they going to do? They're going to start talking like Daffy Duck and what's that guy's name? Donald Duck? What's that rabbit? Daffy Duck. About, what's up, Doc? What's that?
Donald Duck.
Doc? Who says that, Kurt?
What's
up, Doc? You don't know. Come on, Kurt. All right. Former First Lady Nancy passes away. Yeah. Schwarzenegger's in the news. Cruz is winning. Rubio's winning. Trump's winning. Everybody's winning, Kurt.
Yeah, I guess they say Trump wants Rubio out. I'm thinking, so is that news? But you know,
why wouldn't Trump want Rubio out? I mean, has he ever said, I want Rubio in?
Well, there are those who Cruz has been saying that he wants Rubio out because then he could take on Trump, you know, basically
one-on-one, like a real man would.
Yeah. You know, then when Trump is asking Rubio to drop out, it doesn't seem to match that thing.
Well, since Cruz can't speak Spanish very well, he could basically hire Rubio as his translator, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. I guess according to the headline, Trump is wanting to, you know, challenge Cruz just alone. And then CBS is now saying that Trump has a big lead in Michigan.
There. Well, Kurt, I want to challenge all of them.
Big things coming up. Yeah.
Because I think they're all a bunch of socialists. I don't believe any of them are constitutional. You know, Puerto Rico gives Rubio the victory. Did Rubio talk about the inequalities there? And the disenfranchisement going on or what, Kerry? I don't think so.
Yep.
All right, now there's two sides to every story, ladies and gentlemen, and this one is no different. Now, if you believe the alternative news media, I watched this. I did not report on it because I wanted to get both sides of the story before I did, okay? But the headline says this, Secret Service investigates Glenn Beck for Trump threat. World Net Daily. Quote,
wow.
If I was close enough and I had a knife, really? I mean, the stabbing just wouldn't stop. Glenn Beck orates. Now, the whole thing went to the blogosphere. The alternative media reported on it. The mainstream press ignored it. And the bottom line is Glenn Beck was supposedly threatening Donald Trump. Now, here's the quick setup. Glenn Beck was talking on his broadcast. He was at CPAC, and he did his show live. And so there was this co-host in the studio, Stu or whatever. And the studio was in Texas. Beck was at CPAC, and they were talking. And anyway, they were talking about how on the campaign stage that Trump just went off and said all kinds of stuff in the debate the night before, and it was crazy. And man, how do people tolerate Trump doing and saying the things that he does? And I would have told him this, and I would have done that. That's kind of the setup. And then the comments came out of nowhere. I'm going to play the comments, and then I'm going to tell you how the media took it. I'm going to tell you what Glenn Beck's response is. Listen up.
I don't know what I would have done if I were sitting in their shoes. I can't say it that way. If I were on the stage, I would have said, have you been listening to him tonight?
Right.
Yeah, have you been listening to what I say about him?
Also,
no, I actually, I believe these things. Yeah, I'm not going to be
sitting. Would be weird. Sit in their shoes. I mean, was he have gigantic shoes?
How would if I were close enough and I had a knife, really, I mean, the stabbing just wouldn't stop.
There's the cut, ladies and gentlemen. And I set it up to explain that, you know, they're talking about all the candidates and et cetera. Well, the Secret Service had to go to Glenn Beck's studios in Texas or whatever and talk to the Glenn about it or whatever. And I don't know, because Glenn wasn't there, what happened. Nevertheless, it was uncomfortable. Everybody felt like it was a Donald threat. And the blogosphere went crazy and the new media went off and talked about it. And I held back. Here's Glenn Beck's statement on it, Kurt. Glenn Beck says media so badly misreported his, quote, on-air remarks that the Secret Service showed up to his Texas studios, claims the blaze. Now, what Glenn says is he didn't threaten anybody on the campaign stage, especially not Donald Trump. He was talking about his co-host, and now his co-host was kind of mocking him. Like they do, they play, and it was banter on air, and it meant nothing, and he joked about that to Stu, and it was really pointed at Stu, not really pointed at Trump or anybody else, and relax, people, you got it all mixed up. So whether you believe Glenn's side that he didn't really threaten anybody, it was just a joke to his co-host, or whether you believe the press who says he threatened Donald Trump, I have a completely different take on the story. I don't take either side, but I have a question. I'll tell you about it in seconds.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here.
Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so we're talking about this fiasco for Glenn Beck. And the fiasco relates to this kind of stabbing idea, Kurt. Glenn says he was just joking with his co-host. The mainstream or the alternative media kind of went off and crazy on it. First off, what do you think about it, Kurt? Let's get your comments, then I'll tell you what I kind of think, and I have a serious question to ask.
Well, you know, I can say this, that at least typically, let's just say that somebody like, Sheriff Mack said this, or maybe, Sheriff David A. Clark, somebody like that, maybe even Ammon Bundy, or you, or me, I think that we would be treated differently than Glenn
question.
Beck is.
Look, we can't even have polite questions asked to Donald Trump Jr.
Right.
Okay, now here's the interesting thing. Glenn Beck says media so badly misreported his on-air remarks that the Secret Service visited him. And my response is, I don't know that that's
he's
exactly
complaining
true.
About the media?
Yeah. Kurt, they got it all wrong is the problem, my friend.
Well, he should be used to that. I mean, he's in the media, and as far as I know, he's maybe had an error or two himself even in the media.
Well, yeah, and the problem with Glenn Beck is he continually makes violent statements is the problem.
Yeah.
Okay, when he talked about Guantanamo Bay, they were talking about shutting down that, and they were trying to let the folks at Guantanamo come and use the American courts and give them a fair trial, which, by the way, I support, Kurt. We do believe in fair trials for anybody. You're innocent until proven guilty, okay? Well, anyway, Glenn Beck said we ought to release him, but we ought to just shoot him all in the head then. You don't believe me, huh? You think I don't know what I'm talking about? You think Glenn didn't say that? Mm. You're dealing with the wrong person, my friend, to have those assumptions. He absolutely said that. I wrote it down in my headlines as Glenn Beck, kill them all. Listen up. We'll let you hear it, and then we'll talk about it, and then my question, okay? Listen to Glenn Beck.
Joe, I mean, I'm saying this in jest, but it really is that, isn't it? I mean, it's really, it's going down that road, isn't it? Holy cow, Joe just said this decision is frightening when you read the language. This court has done some frightening, frightening things. With Guantanamo, gang, I got news for you. We're in deep trouble with Guantanamo.
Glenn's
we
right
can't do
that.
This. We're going to give these guys access to our courts. Let me say something. If I were president of the United States, I would go on national television and say, ladies and gentlemen of America, the Supreme Court said that we don't have Guantanamo, so that is over. We're going to release all of them, but I want you to know from here on out, our policy is to not have prisoners. We're going to shoot them all in the head. If we think that they are against us, we're going to shoot them and kill them, period, because that's the only thing we've got going for us is we can put them away and get information. If we can't put them away and they're going to use our court system, kill them.
Okay, Glenn's out of control. He's just absolutely out of control, Kurt, and he's made several of those kinds of statements. And so my question to Glenn Beck would be this. My friend, why do you continually make statements like that? Why do you always make statements like that? Do you understand, Kurt?
Well, it seems to me it's all part of his media stick, Sam. And it gets him, it gets him back on the other shows, the other programs, and it's all part of
Kurt,
that.
They shouldn't
kind of
have
thing.
Somebody so violent on their shows.
Well, I know, Sam, but these are people that have one rule for you or me, and a different rule for if they want to boost their ratings.
I mean, this is nuts on parade, ladies and gentlemen. So here's my take on it, Kurt. I don't really care if Glenn Beck was talking to the president of the United States, a candidate for president, talking about Sam Bushman or Kirk Cosby or James Edwards or his co-host, Stu. Stu kind of wrote a thing going, I find myself in the very strange position of defending my boss, even though he threatened to stab me.
Yeah.
And Glenn would say, it was just a joke. We banter back and forth like that all the time. And my response is, that is not the kind of banter I would like with anybody.
Right.
Okay. And why do you say things like that? So here's the problem, Kurt. I don't think things like that.
Right.
Okay. I don't run around and think in my mind the stabbing just wouldn't stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your mind just doesn't work the same
I've never thought about thinking, you know what? Kurt's an idiot. The stabbing just wouldn't stop. Okay, I would never think such a thing. I don't think those things.
Yeah.
And the problem that I have with Glenn Beck is, you know what? Why are you saying that? Even if it's a joke, why would you say that? And especially, why would you say that on air? And you get all, crazy going, my gosh, everybody took my, I was going to stab somebody comments. I wasn't really going to stab this guy. I was going to stab that guy. Now it's okay. What are you, crazy? It's not okay to stab anybody or even threaten or even in jest threaten to shoot people in the head. You're nuts. And so now people are pushing for a mental evaluation for Glenn Beck, Kurt.
There you go.
Now, the next question is this. Why do they allow him to stay on all these radio stations, Kurt? You and I can't get on those stations because why?
Well, they're busy with guys like Glenn Beck and
yeah,
right?
I don't know that I could keep that guy on the radio if it were me. You could say it was all a misunderstanding, but who thinks about and threatens or jokes about the stabbing just wouldn't stop? To anybody. Ladies and gentlemen, I follow the Prince of Peace, and man, I'm not really interested in stabbing anybody. Now, if I had to do so in self-defense, it would be under absolute duress and an absolute necessity, and I'd feel horrible about it, and I would never glorify and or make light of such a thing, even in jest. Mm-hmm. But don't worry, the media is the one to blame, Kurt, just so you know. It's the media. The media and the Secret Service, those idiots over there, I mean, you know. Anyway, if I was close enough and I had a knife, really, the stabbing just wouldn't stop, says Glenn Beck. Man. Mm-hmm. Now, he wanted to kiss Ron Paul when Ron was running for president. This guy's just kind of goofy, Kurt.
Well, yeah, that would be good phrase for him.
Now, Kurt, Donald Trump went kind of ballistic about Sam Bushman having James Edwards on the radio, and we talked to Donald Trump Jr., And then he disavowed us and basically said, man, if I would have known those guys were such racists, I wouldn't have even considered going on the radio with them. I mean, goodness gracious. Wow. I was bait and switched. It was kind of cloak and dagger. I didn't even realize what they were doing. None of it's true. So I'm writing an open letter to Donald Trump, Kurt. I'll have it released today. I intended to release it yesterday, but I wanted some people to look it over. And anyway, then I got busy and they got busy, and I just never got it released like I intended to, because I didn't really want to work on the Trump letter on the Sabbath very much, and so I bagged it. But I got it live and happening today, and that's going to come out soon. But the reason I bring all this up, Kurt, is it makes headline news around the world. As Sam Bushman and James Edwards, who are, I guess, what, white supremacists? Because they believe that...
You're male and you're white, Sam.
Because they believe, meaning Sam and James and Kurt, believes that, you know what, the white people ought to be able to be proud of their heritage, and that doesn't mean that they hate anybody else, but they want...
They ought to be well pleased with their heritage.
Yeah, they ought to be special. They ought to have special privileges for no one and equality for all, that kind of crazy talk.
Yeah.
However, an interesting event took place over the weekend that I thought you might want to know about, just to kind of up this ante. Mm-hmm. Listen up, Media Matters and Mainstream Press. Take special note, my double standard belligerent prostitute friends. Yeah. That aren't really friends at all. I mock. I joke. I wouldn't stab them, but I would say that they're not very fair.
Mm-hmm.
I repeat, I would not stab anyone. All right, now, here's what happened. Do you know who Republican civil rights legend Charles Evers is, Kurt? Charles
no, I don't,
Evers.
Sam.
Come on, buddy. In 1969, Evers was named Man of the Year by the NAACP.
All right.
Now, understand that before and after World War II, Evers participated in, quote, bootlegging operations, prostitution. Yeah.
Okay.
And in Mississippi and in Chicago. He revealed this part of his own past in 1971, prior to his campaign as governor, which he, you know. Right now, this Charles Evers guy, Kurt, is part of the NAACP, and he just endorsed Donald Trump.
There you go.
So it's all right for this guy, who used to bootleg and be involved in prostitution and blatantly admitted it. It's all right for that guy to endorse Trump. No problem. But James Edwards? Oh, no. Can't do it. It'd be crazy.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and a-peeling because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that young living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Ladies and gentlemen, a notorious Charles Evers. He's a Republican, by the way. Civil rights legend. He endorses Trump. He was Man of the Year by the NAACP back in 69. And before and after the war, he publicly admitted he was involved in bootlegging and prostitution in Mississippi and Chicago. He revealed this part of his past in 1971 when he was gearing up to run for governor. Anyway, it's okay for that guy to support Donald Trump. He endorsed him. No problem, no fallout. But James Edwards, I mean, after all, James Edwards has had no criminal record of any kind. James Edwards has a very Christian family, a beautiful wife and beautiful young children. He holds down a solid day job. He doesn't bootleg. He doesn't pimp. He doesn't do any of those kind of things. But yet he kind of thinks that white people ought to have a seat at the table for discussion. And if every race can advocate for their own race, so can the whites. And therefore, he's barbecued as a notorious slave lover. He loves slavery, they claim. See, this is all absolute lies. And so I got an open letter to Donald Trump in the works, Kurt. And in this open letter, we talk a lot about these very issues. And the letter that I'm writing is called An Open Letter to Donald Trump, Kurt. It's going to be released everywhere that we can get it. And I kind of want to mention about this open letter, it's really important, that I write the letter to Donald Trump Sr., Kurt. I say that I'm host of Liberty Roundtable, an open letter to Mr. Donald Trump. Dear Donald Trump, I am concerned about the fantastic interview that we had with your son, Donald Jr., on my radio show, Liberty Roundtable Live, on March the 1st, 2016. Super Tuesday. And I tell why I'm troubled, Kurt. You know why I might be troubled?
One of my key things that, concerns me, Donald Trump, wants to be shown as the guy who will pretty much just stand up to anybody. You know, he'll, basically stand up for our rights, do all that kind of stuff. Yeah, he wants to show that he's a pretty tough guy. You know what I mean?
But I got a question. Is he really a tough guy, or is it just media-driven? In other words, is he really going to take on the media and go out of bounds and get it done, or is it just kind of a political theater as long as it's in pounds?
That's the key point, and the reason I bring it up, Sam, is if he's having trouble dealing, supposedly he's a tough guy with the media, and yet when, he's told about something like this, and he doesn't stand up for either what his son did or what, supporters of his have said, then that means he's kind of wishy-washy. But
we're going to find out in our open letter.
More of a politics. Yeah.
So we're concerned about the fantastic interview we had with your son on my show.
Yeah.
The reason that I am troubled about this relates to the series of events that have taken place after our interview. The lamestream press prostitutes have misrepresented the facts and, in many cases, have outright lied about Donald Jr., myself, and James Edwards. the intentional insertion of these misrepresentations by the bogus press into your campaign is even more reprehensible and wrong. In other words, what did Senior have to do with any of it, Kurt?
Good point.
None. But the mainstream press wants it to. And by the way, I'm not even a Trump supporter. Mm-hmm. To understand what's happening, please see the headlines from my Liberty Roundtable live radio notes.
Yep.
The bogus prostitutes now try to pit Sam Bushman, James Edwards, and the Trump campaign against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Now see some of the headlines from the intellectually dishonest prostitutes. White nationalist show syndicator threatens to release emails proving Trump camp lied. I never said that. I did say that, you know what, here's how the event happened. The Trump campaign contacted us and reached out, and they did so through their agency. And if they pretend that's not true, then I will prove the truth. But I didn't say threatens to prove they're liars. I said that I'll prove the truth, and I don't know who's the liars. It'll either be the press for writing fabrications, or the Trump campaign won't admit the truth. I don't know which. But I have a feeling that the Trump campaign doesn't really realize that their press agency did reach out to us. And so they're saying, no, we didn't reach out, because they didn't. But the mainstream press is exploiting that, and I want to catch the press in the lie. But I can't catch the press in the lie unless the Trump campaign, either one, comes on record and says, no, we didn't reach out even through our press agency. Then they're lying. But what I want to do is have Donald tell the truth, and I tell the truth. And voila, the media gets caught lying, Kurt. That's what I want to have happen, because I believe that to be the actual facts. Donald Trump Jr. explains that white supremacist radio interview was an accident. Okay, it might have been on Donald Trump Jr.'s part, but it certainly wasn't an accident on the booking agency's part. But what is a white supremacist radio interview, Kurt? I guess I'm guilty of now conducting a white supremacist radio interview. But Kurt,
well, remember, you can tell if you're a supremacist or a racist, you know, and all you have to do is be white and a male. Sam, as far as I can tell, that's, you know, your two qualifications.
Where's the mainstream press to say Donald Trump endorsed by black
Evers?
Advocate, black power thug Evers?
Yeah, well,
who used to be a prostitute ring leader? Who used to bootleg?
Incorrect.
Who is a part of the NAACP, the Advancement of Colored People? Wait, by the way, do we even call them colored people now?
No, but they do.
They do, and they can, but I can't, right? If I do, I'm just out of touch.
That's right.
But if they do, it's all cool. Now, I can't say the N-word, but it's all over Beyonce's songs, even on halftime, baby.
Yep. Good point.
At the what? Super Bowl?
Yeah.
A few years ago, James Edwards appeared multiple times on CNN as a political contributor / commentator.
Mm-hmm.
CNN clearly knew who James was. And still allowed Mr. Edwards to speak for himself regarding his personal views, to which he's entitled. In fact, it was because of his willingness to tackle controversial issues and topics that they sought his opinion. And by the way, during each of his appearances, CNN always accurately introduced Mr. Edwards as a conservative talk radio host, rather than the slurs we're reading about him today.
Whoops.
Now the media wants to indoctrinate the American people to falsely believe that, well, if the Trump campaign, and specifically Donald Trump Jr., doesn't directly disavow James Edwards and Sam Bushman, somehow the Trump campaign is evil and endorses so-called white supremacist view. This falsehood highlights the problem with their dishonest reporting and lack of facts agenda. We should agree that there is a difference between free speech and attacks that cross the line, limited by laws surrounding defamation, libel, and slander. We further believe this right applies to all Americans and that neither the media nor government should be allowed a platform to abuse the citizens they are supposed to serve. I should write sworn to serve. Protection of First Amendment rights and respect for all is a prerequisite to restoring trust between citizens and those who serve them. We declare that silence on this critical matter has become a, quote, de facto endorsement of free speech violations under the guise of political correctness. We intend to use our rights in the form of nationally syndicated talk radio shows, YouTube and web articles to expose this moral crisis, to expose corruption and the egregious personal attacks articulated above. Furthermore, why is it that President Barack Hussein Obama can back the Black Lives Matter movement, support the Black Panthers, promote the Muslim Brotherhood agenda, and work with ACORN? Why can Obama sit in the hate-spewing Jeremiah Wright's church for 20 years? Why can CNN have a contributor named Van Jones, a former communist, on the air regularly? Why can CNN have James Edwards on their programs, but Trump Jr. can't even talk to James? In contrast, why can't Donald Trump Jr. conduct an interview with Sam Bushman and James Edwards? The noted double standard reality should be answer enough. He who owns the media makes the rules. We defend our interview with Mr. Donald Trump Jr. with no apologies, no equivocation, and no surrender. You have had incredible success when you stand with the truth and take on the media directly. However, when we back down and capitulate to their demands and to their false narrative, we lose the moral high ground. In my opinion, you will eventually lose your campaign for president if you do not stand against these intentional media-created fabrications. We should always be willing to follow the Prince of Peace. The letter goes on, but the bottom line is I say, hey, Donald, you want to come on the air and stand with me to right these wrongs? You want to take back the narrative? Are you really willing to tell the mainstream press what you really think? I believe, even if we disagree, I will defend your right to say it to the death. Isn't, after all, that the genius of America? LibertyRoundtable.com.